Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
They were thought of as noisy mobs of rogues hell-bent on destruction. They swarmed the grain fields and orchards of European settlers, consuming the fruits of hard labor. If they possessed redeeming qualities, it was only after they were dead and skinned, either for decoration on women's hats or fried in lard for the table. Linnaeus named them Carolina parakeets in 1758, and within that group there was a subspecies with slightly different colored plumage called the Louisiana parakeet. Carolina parakeets lived farther north than any member of the parrot family. From southern New England to as far west as eastern Colorado and south to the Gulf Coast, this small parrot inhabited hardwood forest, especially preferring the primeval bottomlands in the Mississippi and Missouri River basins. Within the modern boundaries of Louisiana, this included most of the state. Carolina parakeets were about 13 inches long with wingspans of just less than 2 feet, mostly green with a yellow and orange head and splashes of yellow on the shoulders and down the wings. They were clown-like in appearance and behavior, living in noisy flocks of up to 300 birds. At night, they roosted in cavities of large hollow trees of the swamps, such as cypress and sycamore. During the breeding season, they nested in similar holes. Wild fruits and nuts were their natural foods, including those of beech, maple, oak, pine, cypress, and grapes. Many historical accounts mention Carolina parakeets' affinity for cockleburs, a dreaded weed in southern fields. However, even their valuable service in controlling cockleburs did not mitigate the wrath of farmers who viewed their depredations as warranting death sentences. John James Audubon wrote, "The gun is kept at work. 8 or 10 or even 20 are killed at every discharge. I have seen several hundreds destroyed in this manner in the course of a few hours." Audubon himself shot a Carolina parakeet near St. Francisville about 1821 to use as a model in his painting of that species. Relentless killing of Carolina parakeets likely played an important role in its demise, along with deforestation of critical habitat in the 19th century. The last credible sighting of the birds in Louisiana occurred in West Baton Rouge Parish in 1880. The species likely persisted in Florida until about 1910, and the last known individual perished in captivity at the Cincinnati Zoo in 1918. Because they did not fit our mold as a desirable life form with which to share this planet at that time, we freed ourselves of the rowdy scoundrels for all times.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.